What was the initial inspiration for Parasite?
이게 처음에 연극 아이디어를 떠올리다가 뭐 주변에서 나보러 연극
I first thought about this idea when I was thinking about writing a story for a play because I've had people asking me around me saying that why don't you write a play? And when you look at this story, it happens in two houses, most of the story. One, and there are two families, one's wealthy and the other's poor. And around that time, I was during the post-production of Snowpiercer. So I had this kind of an obsession about the wealthy and the poor.
On that note, a lot of your films have dealt with class inequality on some level. So what is it that draws you to this theme?
그게 그냥 우리 시대를 지배하는 화두인 것 같아요. 뭐.
I think it's a universal theme. If you're a novelist or a film director or any people whose occupation is to do with creativeness, you cannot go without talking about the presence that they are living in. So, and then also the theme of the wealthy and the poor, it applies in all the countries. When you look around, you can see people who are wealthy or poor or somewhere in between. But as a director, I wanted to talk about it in depth and very raw as well.
What has the response been in Korea like to the film's exploration of rich and poor?
그러니까 그 영화가 너무 리얼해서
Some people say this film is a bit too real, makes me uncomfortable. However, I want to watch it again. Mm. I think it's because it's very honest and people get attracted to that honesty. And there are another group of people who just solely enjoy it as a film, as a genre. It looks like it starts with a bleak comedy and then it turns into horror, maybe thriller, and then turns into sadness. So I think a variety of group of people enjoy this film in a different way.
Like a lot of your films, as you were talking about, it plays with genre and twists expectations on their head. What is it that appeals to you about structuring a film that way?
이게 뭐 장르를 바꾸거나 무슨 뭐
I get this question a lot, how I shift genres to different genre or mixed genres, but I'm not like a bartender who makes cocktail. It's not like, oh, gin 30% and whiskey maybe 20%. I just followed my instinct. And instinctively, I made this film, and the result just came along. And at the Cannes, I got a comment saying that Bong has become a genre himself. And I was very thrilled to hear that. And I think that's the correct answer.
Do you like to use genre as a way to explore themes that might otherwise be too real or, you know, too heavy-handed in a drama film?
물론 이제 정치적 사회적인 코멘트를 항상 제가 하긴 하지만
So if I just wanted to talk about political social messages then I don't have to direct a film. I believe that with genre films usually have their excitement and beauty and to me genre gives that enjoyment, the excitement and beauty. I hope that people just enjoy the film whatever that excitement or beauty that the genre provides you. However, when the audience go home and you lie down trying to sleep and suddenly you have these images of the message of the film. It could be the messages or emotions that resonates with you. And I hope something like that is a good way of telling a story instead of speaking to directly.
This is the first film you've made in Korea in 10 years. How did you find the experience going back to entirely Korean filmmaking?
일단 뭐 촬영장에
First of all, it was a very fun experience to talk about whatever I wanted without an interpreter there. And we just make jokes and it was great to feel. Although this film has a very universal theme, it has small details that probably only Korean would enjoy a lot and then they would just laugh about. And to feel that after 10 years was a very good experience. To me, what matters the most is not whether it's filmed in foreign country or in Korea, but the scale and what kind of budget it is. It's rather a smaller film, maybe probably the same size as Mother or The Memories of a Murder. I think it really fits me. I think I will continue to do films of this scale.
It is a smaller scale film, but the design is still really intricate. I found the way the house was designed to be really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about what the thought process was behind the design or the inspirations?
이게 특히 그 부잣집에서 영화의 한 60%가
The 60% of the film was filmed in the wealthy house and without the very clearly set blocking lines, I couldn't continue the story and that was at the base structure and I asked the production designer to make it that way. The production designer also had the mission to make the house looking real. So he went and got advice from real architects and they said, oh, this is not going to work. No one lives in a house like this. And then he came back to me and I said, like, I need this. This needs to be done. And he must have been going through some difficulties in the middle, but in the end, he had the wisdom and some sort of ideas that would work. He completely listened to what I needed and that also looked like a real house.
I thought it was interesting how it's the house of a famous architect. Was that so that you could justify some of these strange directions? Right.
Exactly.
Is there any kind of social background to that that I might miss as a non-Korean person?
남궁 현자라는 그
So Namgung Hyunja, the name of the architect, it's actually a quite strange name for Korean as well. And this person doesn't exist. I made up a very strange name for the audience to remember. But I took reference from a real architect. His name is Mr. Kim, basically. A lot of young, rich people like his design. So that modern sort of style of the house, that feel is from that architect team.
I found it really interesting how the poor family are really cunning manipulators and the rich family are, you know, very gentle and nice. And I really, on the surface, I really liked the line in the film about that it's easy to be nice when you're rich. Yeah. So could you talk a little bit about that?
그 대사가 이제 사실 그게 바람직한 대사라고는 할 수 없죠.
This is not a correct comment. It's not a good comment, but it's very honest and very cynical. And, you know, saying that to be nice, you need money. It's, it's quite cynical. And it's almost like poor people, when they drink alcohol, they feel like, oh, they talk about whatever, like just to feel good. And the tone of this film is like that. So before thinking about political correctness, you just say whatever you want. Like, maybe the comments might be a bit childish, maybe after alcohol.
The film is shot on the 65mm Alexa.
Yeah.
How did you find working in that format?
그 옥자 때도 내가 그 카메라를 썼어요. Yeah, 그 다리우스 콘지 촬영 감독이 그 카메라를 많이 추천했어요.
I used Alexa 65 twice by the recommendation of Darius Konji. And while the era of film is nearing the end, now the digital era needs to find its beauty. I'm not promoting the company that produces Alexa, but as a filmmaker, I needed to find a great alternative to it. And after experiencing it twice with Okja and the Parasite, I think it's a very good camera. And I think I can create cinematic beauty through that camera.
Like a lot of your films, this has a amazing chase sequence and also really intricate gliding camera work, even though it's set in a small kind of location instead of being a big scale action movie. So is cinema primarily about motion for you? And with that in mind, how is it to make a film in a sort of enclosed house?
I understand that was a very limited space, but it was possible due to it was a set. We could disassemble the walls and we could design the way, we could build the way that we wanted. So the camera movement was possible. For me, camera movement is very important. It's a very cinematic moment. It's something that you cannot do in a format of play or novel or a cartoon. It's only a film it is possible. So that movement is very, very important. It's a very important moment for me.